Good morning and welcome to our Holy Communion service on this, the 14th Sunday after Trinity. A moment of silence as we enter God's presence. Grace, mercy and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. We join together in the Collect for Purity. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name through Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear what our Lord Jesus Christ says, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbour as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets. Lord, have mercy on us and write these your laws in our hearts." God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to intercede for us in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. Let us then confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments, and to live in love and peace. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned in thought and word and deed, and in what we have left undone. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may walk in newness of life to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Collect for today. Almighty God, whose only Son has opened for us a new and living way into your presence, give us pure hearts and steadfast wills to worship you in spirit and in truth, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The first reading today is from the book of Ezra, chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. Cyrus helps the exiles to return. In the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, in order to fulfill the word of the Lord spoken by Jeremiah, the Lord moved the heart of Cyrus, king of Persia, to make a proclamation throughout his realm and to put it in writing. This is what Cyrus, king of Persia, says: "The Lord, the God of heavens, has given me all the kingdoms of the earth, and he has appointed me to build a temple for him at Jerusalem in Judah. Anyone of his people among you, may his God be with him, and let him go up to Jerusalem in Judah and build the temple of the Lord, the God of Israel, the God who is in Jerusalem. And the people of any place where survivors may now be living are to provide him with silver and gold, with goods and livestock, and with freewill offerings for the temple of God in Jerusalem. Then the family heads of Judah and Benjamin, and the priests and Levites, everyone whose heart God had moved, prepared to go up and build the house of the Lord in Jerusalem. All their neighbours assisted them with articles of silver and gold, with goods and livestock, and with valuable gifts, in addition to all the freewill offerings. Moreover, King Cyrus brought out the articles belonging to the temple of the Lord, which Nebuchadnezzar had carried away from Jerusalem and had placed in the temple of his God. Cyrus, king of Persia, had them brought by Mitredat, the treasurer, who counted them out to Sheshbazzar, the prince of Judah. This was the infantry: gold dishes, 30, silver dishes, 1,000, silver pans, 29, gold bowls, 30, matching silver bowls, 410, other articles, 1,000. In all, there were 5,400 articles of gold and of silver. Sheshbazzar brought all these among along with the exiles, came up from Babylon to Jerusalem. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Second reading is from the Gospel of Matthew. Hear the Gospel of our Saviour Christ according to Matthew chapter 18, beginning at verse 21. Peter came and said to Jesus, "Lord, if another member of the church sins against me, how often should I forgive? As many as seven times?" Jesus said to him, "Not seven times, but I tell you, 77 times. For this reason, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his slaves. When he began the reckoning, one who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him, and as he could not pay, his lord ordered him to be sold, together with his wife and children and all his possessions, and payment to be made. So the slave fell on his knees before him, saying, 'Have patience with me, and I will pay you everything.' And out of pity for him, the lord of that slave released him and forgave him the debt. But that same slave, as he went out, came upon one of his fellow servants, who owed him 100 denarii, and seized him by the throat. He said, 'Pay what you owe.' Then his fellow slave fell down and pleaded with him, 'Have patience with me, and I will pay you.' But he refused. Then he went and threw him into prison until he should pay the debt. When his fellow slaves saw what had happened, they were greatly distressed, and they went and reported to their lord all that had taken place. Then his lord summoned him and said to him, 'You wicked slave, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. Should you not have had mercy on your fellow slave, as I had mercy on you?' And in anger, his lord handed him over to be tortured until he should pay his entire debt. So my heavenly Father will also do to every one of you if you do not forgive your brother or sister from your heart." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. This morning we are beginning our September series on Ezra and Nehemiah, and over the next few weeks we are going to be looking at these two Old Testament books and examining the story of Ezra and Nehemiah and the role they played in the rebuilding of the temple in Jerusalem. They are two books that I'm not really familiar with, so I'm looking forward to learning with you. The opening chapter of Ezra sets the scene, so to speak, with Cyrus, king of Persia. He is inspired by God to commission a leader from the Jewish community to lead the exiles back to Jerusalem, to return to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple. King Cyrus instructs the people of God to gather up silver and gold, goods and livestock, and to prepare to return to Jerusalem, and he gives them back the treasure stolen by King Nebuchadnezzar from the temple. The people leave Babylon to go to Jerusalem. Very exciting times. Can you imagine the excitement for them? It meant freedom from exile and captivity. It meant a return to their homeland. The start of something new. The rebuilding of their most holy place of worship. And a restoration of their special relationship with God. So I look forward to hearing more about how that went on. The Gospel reading reiterates the need to forgive others in order to receive God's forgiveness, following on from last week's lesson. Divine and human forgiveness go hand in hand. It reminds us that there is no limit to forgiveness. We have been forgiven our sins, a debt which was paid for by the costly death of Jesus on the cross. And really nothing anyone else could do to us would ever compare to the severity of that which we have been forgiven. And so we must forgive others. This point is well illustrated by Jesus' story of the parable of the unmerciful servant. He was forgiven a massive debt, the equivalent of 15 years' wages. He then went out and failed to forgive another man a much smaller debt, a debt of maybe one day's pay. And so, because he failed to show mercy to his fellow servant, the mercy that he himself had received, In the end, he was dealt with very severely and thrown into jail and tortured. It is only in forgiving others that we can hope to find mercy ourselves. Amen. We say together the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made. Of one being with the Father, through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation he came down from heaven, was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, we remember that before you died, you prayed not for yourself but for others, and not simply for your followers but for all your people everywhere. You offered your life not just for the chosen few, but for the whole world, your desire being that everyone would come to know you and love you for themselves. So now we pray for our world, which has so much good in it, but also so much pain, so much joy and yet also so much sorrow, so much beauty and yet also so much ugliness. Come upon us, Lord Jesus, and establish your kingdom. We pray for those who've plenty and those who've little, those for whom life brings pleasure and those for whom it brings pain. We remember all who celebrate great events in their lives, and all who mourn and sorrow. We remember those who look forward with confidence, and those who view the future with dread and without hope. Come upon us now, Lord Jesus, and establish your kingdom. We pray for those who know you and those who don't, those of other faiths and those of none. Remember those who look for truth and those who feel they can never find it, those who seek purpose in their lives and those who believe life is devoid of meaning and hope. Come upon us now, Lord Jesus, and establish your kingdom. Remember the rich and the poor, the healthy and the sick. We particularly think of those who are ill from the COVID-19 virus. We think of the well-fed and the hungry, the employed and the unemployed, the free and the oppressed, the comfortably housed and the homeless. We think of those known to us who are having a difficult time at the moment, and we bring them to God in a moment of silence. Come upon us now, Lord Jesus, and establish your kingdom. Lord Jesus Christ, we pray for our world in all its contrast and for the situations that people face in all their complexity. Teach us that everyone, everywhere matters to us, and because they matter to you, so we should help them and respond whenever we are able to. Help us to bring your love and your comfort to them. Come upon us now, Lord Jesus, and establish your kingdom. The God who called us here is sending us out to turn words into deeds, worship into service, and vision into reality. Together we celebrate our faith and our fellowship. Help us to share it in the name of Christ. Amen. Merciful Father, accept these our prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. If you forgive others their sins, your Heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, neither will your Heavenly Father forgive your sins. The peace of the Lord be always with you, and also with you. Be present, Lord Jesus Christ, our risen High Priest. Make yourself known in the breaking of bread. Amen. Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us celebrate the feast. Turning over to Eucharistic Prayer 3 on page 216. The Lord be with you, and also with you. Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. Father, Lord of all creation, we praise you for your goodness and your love. When we turned away, you did not reject us. You came to meet us in your Son, welcomed us as your children, and prepared a table where we might feast with you. In Christ you shared our life, that we might live in him and he in us. He opened wide his arms upon the cross, and with love stronger than death he made the perfect sacrifice for sin. Lord Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, on the night before you died, you came to table with your friends. Taking bread, you gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Lord Jesus, we bless you. You are the bread of life. At the end of supper, you took the cup of wine, gave thanks, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." Lord Jesus, we bless you. You are the true vine. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory. Holy Spirit, giver of life, come upon us now. May this bread and wine be to us the body and blood of our Saviour, Jesus Christ. As we eat and drink these holy gifts, make us who know our need of grace, one in Christ, our risen Lord. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, blessed Trinity, with your whole church throughout the world, we offer you this sacrifice of thanks and praise, and lift our voice to join the song of heaven, forever praising you and saying, "Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest." Thanks be to you, our God, for your gift beyond words. Amen, amen, amen. We say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. We, being many, are one body, for we all share in the one bread. Receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and his blood which he shed for you. Remember that he died for you and feed on him in your heart by faith with thanksgiving. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. Amen. The blood of Christ keep you in eternal life. Amen. Father of all, we give you thanks and praise that when we were still far off, you met us in your Son and brought us home. Dying and living, he declared your love, gave us grace and opened the gate of glory. May we who share Christ's body live his risen life. We who drink his cup bring life to others. We whom the Spirit lights give light to the world. Keep us firm in the hope you've set before us, so we and all your children shall be free, and the whole earth live to praise your name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us the spiritual food of the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. Whoever you are, wherever you go, whatever your strengths, whatever your weaknesses, God will be with you to hold, to heal, to guide and to bless. Go then in peace, assured of his love. The blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.